Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. The power of the internet has made connections possible in all areas of life, including finding and working doing something you love. Well, what if I told you there's an app for that and it will do that and more? For more on this new app, I am joined by Mike Seidel, the co-founder of the Work Here app, to give us more details. Hello, Mike.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Let's talk about, we'll get to the app in a little bit, but I want to hear about you and how you got to be here and in this background.
Okay. Well, That could be a really long story based on my age,
so okay.
we'll cut to the fun part. You know, I was born here in Indiana. I'm from Muncie, and a few years back, I had an ad agency, and we were kind of hitting the middle of the recession, and companies were not spending money on advertising anymore. And so I actually sold that agency to the employees, and we actually were Indiana's first digital ad agency, and we started one of Indiana's first social media practices. So being here for a podcast is really exciting.
Well, good. I'm glad.
So anyhow, I had an opportunity to go join the team at a not-for-profit called Direct Employers. And what was interesting about Direct Employers was the guy that was recruiting me to go there was this guy named Rick Worley, who was a programmer and he went to school at IUPUI and got recruited to write what became Monster.com.
Oh.
And his boss at Direct Employers, a guy named Bill Warren, was the guy that recruited Rick to write what became Monster.com. So it was an opportunity to go to work with these two guys that had started one of the most iconic internet companies of the, you know, the early 2000s all the way through now.
Sure.
And so I went to work for them for a few years. And when I left, Rick and I left about the same time, and we decided we wanted to do something different because everything that we had done at Direct Employers and everything Rick had done before that was focused on highly educated professionals that had computers on their desk.
Sure.
And times were changing, and we were kind of at the beginning of mobile becoming really, really, really ubiquitous. So, you know, you go back to 2015, we just hit the point where 70% of people had a smartphone. Now it's more like 90.
Sure, yeah.
And so we thought maybe we could write an app that would be useful for people that maybe are looking at lower wage jobs and were looking, you know, for jobs that could really help them change their lives. And so we came up with this idea of maybe we do it by location instead of doing it how everybody else was doing it at the time, which was skills and search and all that. So we built Work Here, and we took it out. And I remember the first time we took it to show anybody publicly, it was at a job fair at a Work One here in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And it was a runaway hit. They loved the idea of being able to find jobs where they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people that came in was a guy who goes, I need to find a job right now. The people here at Work One can't help me with it. I got until Friday, and I'm going to get evicted. What do you have? And he gave me the address when we found where he lived. And there was a cook job open at the strip mall across the street from his home.
And
so he ended up getting that job, and we realized, okay, we have something here. And so we've continued to build the app and everything. And we brought in another guy to be a part of our team, a guy named Howard Bates, who the problem Rick and I had was we're both pretty good software developers. I've done a little bit in marketing and been somewhat successful with my ad agency, but we didn't have anybody on the team that really had experience taking little companies and turning them into big ones.
Sure.
And so Howard joined our team, and so there's three founders, and we launched, I think, April 28 of last year, 2016.
Yes.
And by the end of last year, we had over 40,000 people who had used our app to find a job. And we just focused on Indiana. So that was 40,000 people in Indiana. And 2017 was really, really good to us, too. Picked up a lot of customers and a lot of really iconic brands. But one of the most exciting things that happened was we learned a little bit about ARC of Indiana. And two things really stood out. One is the mission that ARC has is really important. And number two, you guys had one of the most unique and fascinating geographic job search problems that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these people that are helping in people's homes. And so finding people that can go to where you have locations or where you have people that you're providing services is a real challenge. So we were really excited when the opportunity came up to work with ARC.
Well, let's go back to the job. When you were developing this app,
yeah,
what were you hearing about people and job searching? And I mean, I remember my first job and searching for it. I hated it. When I was researching this, I was like, wow, where was this when I was searching for a job? But what were you hearing as far as people liking the job search? Not so much. What?
Well, when we started doing this, we started off with some research that we looked at direct employers and data from other job boards. So we looked at data from 43,000 job boards on how people actually search. Mm-hmm. And we learned something that was very counterintuitive, and that's that most people, the way they search for a job isn't by going in and putting in skills or putting in a job title. They actually go in and on a job board, you have a box that says where and a box that mm-hmm. says what. And most people put their hometown or zip code in the where, but guess what they put in the what box?
What do they put in the what box?
The word job or nothing. So what we saw were people that were looking, and we saw over 50% of the searches were like this, where people were just looking for all the jobs that were close to home.
Wow.
And they were okay with going through 20 pages of listings because they wanted to find, I don't know if it was they were afraid of missing out maybe, or probably they wanted to find that special job that really fit them.
Yeah.
But what we learned was that location was more important than a lot of other things in that job search. And so we started building a location-based experience. And if you use our app, you've seen the map in there that has the blue dots and the gray dots.
So good.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of where that came from. So once we had a good experience for people finding jobs close to home or wherever they wanted to, we got out and started really working with job seekers and learning more. And mm-hmm. what we learned is nothing has changed since you were looking for a job. Most people don't like the process at all.
They didn't either.
Yeah, it's really tough because you, as a job seeker, you don't have that much information. So mm-hmm. and then you have all these ads that have all these requirements and you don't know if you really fit, and they almost read like they're trying to say anybody but you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and let's talk a little bit about location again, because how important is location to someone searching for a job? Does it make them more excited for the job because it's actually somewhere they can get, or what?
Well, there's a couple things that go into location being important to a job seeker. The first one is a really simple financial one, and that's that commutes are extremely expensive, and most of us don't really understand how expensive they are. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of research that says the cost of adding a mile to your commute adds about $380 to your budget just to feed the car.
Okay.
Even if you're using public transportation, a commute can be very expensive in terms of time.
Sure.
So it may be cheap to get across town, but if it takes you an hour to get to work and an hour to get home, that can be very expensive. I mean, you take whatever you made that day and you have to divide it by how long you worked plus 2 hours.
Yeah.
So what we knew is there's a really strong economic correlation between working closer to home and being able to keep more of the money you make. Mm-hmm. There's a huge quality of life piece to it. If you take somebody, if you have a hobby, let's say you want to, play in a band, maybe play piano or guitar or something. Well, if you shave an hour and a half off your commute, now you have time to do that. Mm-hmm. And so it can make a big difference in people's life. And that's not even counting spending more time with your family and with your friends.
Sure.
And then the last kind of third factor in there is the hardest one to measure, but it's the most important one to employers. And, people who live closer to work tend to be happier with their job, mm-hmm. and they tend to have less problems at work.
Okay.
And so a lot of this is really common sense. It just comes down to if I have to go home to let the dog out and I live 10 minutes away, then it takes me 20 minutes to go home, let the dog out, come back. Mm-hmm. If I live 20 minutes away, I'm going to be gone for almost an hour, mm-hmm. and that can cause real problems with other people having to pick up your work, or maybe you're just not able to take that hour because you don't have the time. And so what we found are that people that live closer to work tend to stay in their jobs longer. One of our customers looked at 67 retail stores, and they looked across that group, and they found that 80% of the people that worked at their company over 5 years lived within 2.5 miles of work.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things that are important about location and where you work, but probably the biggest thing is you get to keep more of your money. You get to be happier doing it. And then the last part is you'll have time to do the things you like to do.
I love it. I love it. And another thing I loved about this app is you encourage sharing opportunities with friends, finding hidden jobs that aren't necessarily advertised on the internet. So it becomes kind of your own personal GPS or Siri when connecting a job, right? I mean, that's magnificent.
Yeah, well, with we really, last year, one of our board members called our app a job coach in your pocket. And we've, with some changes we've done recently, we're starting to really turn more and more and more into that. And the reason for it is just that the job search process is just difficult. People mm-hmm. don't know how to do it. And that's probably because we don't look for a job every day.
Sure. And talk about the team behind this app. There is a magnificent team, including yourself, behind this app. But talk about why, I guess, that should give people confidence in the app and what you're trying to do, because there are some dedicated people on your team.
Yeah, I'm really lucky to have partners in my business like I do. For all of us, work here has been as much of a mission for us as it has been, building a business. The thing that's really, really fun for everybody that works at work here is we get to help lots of people find jobs. And, you know, there's another side to it, too. We get to help an awful lot of employers find people. And right now, that's really hard to do. Mm. I mean, the labor market is very, very tight right now. And the impact of finding people, especially good people that will keep working and not turn mm-hmm. over, it's been really big. So, but the team that we've got with Rick Worley, who is the guy that literally, I don't know how to put this any other way, so I'll just say it, he's the guy that invented the internet job board. So if you don't like the job board experience, you can blame him for that.
Okay.
But right. I think he's helped millions and millions of people find jobs over the last 15, 20 years with what he invented. My other partner, Howard Bates, built a company that was a Fortune 1000 defense contractor and also was involved with another startup here in Indianapolis called Smarter HQ, which I think is one of the most likely startups in the Indiana community to have really, really big good news in the next 12 months. But Howard and Rick and I, all three of us, really, really, we see what we're doing as much as a mission as it is something that we're doing to build a company and create jobs and make money. Mm-hmm. But it's been really fun to have all those things be in alignment and be able to get out and work with groups like ARC.
And talk about that for a second, because there are chapters of the ARC that work with Work Here and have taken on your mission to make employment accessible. So talk about Noble has Work Here and Stonebelt ARC has Work Here. So talk about the special pricing that you're doing for this project and things like that.
Yeah, we working with Kim Dodson, we kind of came up with a price schedule for ARC that's I think well over 50% off what we charge everyone else. The reason we did that is we saw what ARC is doing as being really important, and we think that the app we have is a really unique fit for being able to recruit people, especially that live nearby where they need to work, being direct support professionals. They don't get paid as well as they probably ought to.
They don't. They'll tell you that too.
They do some really important work, and hopefully one day that changes. But the one thing we did see is that our location-based approach could really help people because they'd be able to find jobs closer to home, keep more of that money, and most importantly, it was a great way to connect people directly to a really great employer. And this is something, you know, we get to talk to a lot of employers, and every ARC chapter that we've talked to, you know, Stonebelt, ARC of Evansville, Noble, the one thing that ARC has going for it against almost all its competitors is there's a component of your job that is greater than just going to work and trading time for money. You're really making a difference in people's lives, and there are a lot of people out there that see that as being as important or more important than the money they make. And so we're kind of mission-based at work here. And so we see that with ARC being mission-based is so important, but what's really been fun. We added a new wrinkle to our business back in December, end of November, where we started actually chatting with job seekers. We tried chatbots. They didn't work very good. So we hired people, and it was amazing. People like to talk to people.
Oh, what a good idea.
Yeah. So as we started chatting with people, we realized that, you know, if we tell a little bit of the story about what ARC of Indiana or ARC of Evansville Noble Industries is doing, people are very, very interested in that. And so, we think that that's going to make a really big difference over the next year. So we've built a tool that really puts location first, and then we're directly engaging with people and helping them get a little more information. And I know you asked about job search and what people like and they don't like. And the thing that most people don't have in a job search is good information. They go out there and they go search on a job board and they get all these job ads that have tons and tons of requirements and all of that. And what they don't get is the human side of the story. Is this a good employer or a bad employer? Or is this place going to, you know, accommodate me or help me? Mm-hmm. And the one thing we saw with ARC is that you guys are doing a great job of doing that. And so what really is exciting to us is to have an employer that we're proud to send people to, because we know that they're going to get treated well. And we also know that although the pay might not be the best, we know that the mission is there, and we know that the rest of that job is going to be fantastic. And so for us, if you look at us as a business, we get evaluated two ways. Do we get enough candidates for our employers? Mm-hmm. So, you know, ARC of Evansville and Noble, they'll judge us on how many candidates we sent them. But we get judged by the job seekers too, by the people that are our users. And if we help them find great jobs, they're going to tell their friends, and they're going to use all those features in our app for sharing jobs and sharing, you know, opportunities with their friends and family. And so far, that's been a real positive with ARC.
So let's talk about then how people can download the app and get involved with work here then.
So there's a couple ways to get engaged with work here. If you're looking for a job, you can get the Work Here app off of either of the app stores, or you can just go to workhere.com and click log in and get started on the web. Our app, you know, we built it to work with most mobile devices. So we work on Android really well. We work on iPhone and iPads really well. Mm-hmm. We also work equally well in the web browser. And so you can use us with a laptop or a desktop. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about the app is it's totally free if you're looking for work. If you're an employer and you're hiring people, we do charge for that. We will charge you more than ARC if you're not ARC.
You know, we're special.
Absolutely. We're special. But our whole goal here is really to make it possible for people to find jobs closer to home that makes, you know, really the goal is to make people happy and happy with where they're working. And we know location's a big part of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, making that app accessible for free is a big part of how we do that.
Well, Mike, you know what? I researched this app and I cannot even tell you how wonderful I think it is. I think your team is wonderful for doing this, and I applaud your work and I wish you the best in all that you do. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.